Chapter 12. Okay, students, Dr. Vogel announced Wednesday in flare class. Fill your jars with cold tap water. We'll be heating the water to 90 degrees precisely, and I want you to aim for speed and accuracy. Everyone filled their jars and took out their thermometers. Elliot was worried. He could not heat his water in less than 70 seconds. He just couldn't do it. He'd keep trying, but he wasn't sure it would ever work. Dr. Vogel went around the room checking people's times. She stood in front of Lacey. You were able to do it in under 10 seconds, correct?
Yep, Lacey said.
Excuse me, Dr. Vogel said.
Lacey's cheeks turned pink.
Yes, I was, Dr. Vogel.
Let's see.
Lacey placed her thermometer in the glass and then her hands on the jar. She focused on the jar, her jaw clenched in determination.
Go, the teacher said, pressing the timer.
At 10 seconds, the thermometer said 65 degrees. At 20 seconds, it was at 79. At 30, it was at only 88. Lacey finally hit 90 degrees at 39 seconds. The teacher's eyebrows were raised.
There's something wrong with this thermometer, Lacey protested. I did it in under 10 back in the dorms.
Hmm, said the teacher.
Or maybe my water started off colder than everyone else's, Lacey glared at Elliot. I bet the Wonko froze it. You did, didn't you?
No, Lacey, I didn't, he said. Dr. Vogel turned to Elliot.
You're up.
Elliot took a deep breath and picked up his jar.
I don't think I can beat 72 seconds, he told her. That's the best I did in my homework.
Dr. Vogel nodded. Elliot began. He focused all his energy on the water in his jar, trying to push heat out of his body and into the water.
Lacey and Rune tittered. I just grew a beard waiting, Rune said.
He's the worst at Dunwiddle, too, Lacey explained to the sage student next to her. He's in the special slow class and everything.
Elliot tried to ignore them.
Hotter, hotter, hotter.
The water heated up to the required temperature in 67 seconds.
Better than you'd led me to expect, Dr. Vogel said. A question. Do your hands get cold halfway through?
Elliot was surprised. How did she know?
Yeah, he said apologetically. I have to fight off the cold. Have you ever tried Hex gloves?
What are those?
They're special gloves that just came out a few years ago. They're supposed to help flares with pinched nerves.
Dr. Vogel tapped her chin.
I wonder if your freezing magic is pinching your flaring magic. Want to try the gloves? I have a pair in my desk.
She rummaged through her drawer and returned with a pair of black, fingerless gloves. They were leather and tight on his wrists. She brought Elliot a jar of fresh tap water. He tried again to heat the water, and this time when he pushed on his magic, his hands stayed hot. The freezing didn't overtake his flaring.
23 seconds, said Dr. Vogel, checking her stopwatch. Very nice.
Whoa, Elliot said.
The teacher smiled. Hold on to the hex gloves while you're here. I think they'll help you. Elliot flexed his hands and admired the gloves.
Thanks.
I'll need them back before you return to Dunwiddle. They're expensive, unfortunately, said Dr. Vogel.
She went on to the next student. As soon as she was out of hearing distance, Lacey glared at Elliot and said,
They don't accept half robots at Sage.
I never applied to Sage, Elliot said. I'm here as a visitor, just like you.
I'm first on the wait list, you know.
I know, Lacey. We all know.
GJ caught Elliot's eye and stuck his finger in his mouth, pretending to barf. Elliot grinned. Mitali was in Elliot's Science of Fire class, which came next. Since she was a double talent, she had homeroom with the Fluxers, but took some classes with the Flares.
Elliot, she called out, sit by me. Be my partner.
They followed the instructions on the board, heating a red liquid over a Bunsen burner and stirring in 2 tablespoons of green powder. The liquid fizzed.
"Why is ours fizzing?"
Metalli whispered. She glanced around the room.
"No one else's is fizzing."
Now the liquid was, like, burping. Big bubbles formed, shimmered, and popped. Elliot reread the lab instructions. Uh-oh, they'd missed a step. We were supposed to squeeze in 3 drops of purple gel before adding the green powder, he said. A huge fireball rose violently from their jar.
Oh no,
Metalli cried, rearing back from the heat. The fireball turned pink and rolled across the ceiling, burning the paint and leaving a trail of cracks and blisters. Elliot lifted his hands to freeze the ball. Zwoop! Instead of ice, a burst of flame shot out from his fingertips. It was because of the hex gloves, which he hadn't taken off. He ripped the gloves off and iced the pink fireball. It froze into a bubble and hung from the ceiling.
Quick thinking, Metalli said. No one even had to use the fire extinguisher. And we have to use them all the time in this class. Look at you, saving ceilings 1 class period at a time.
Ha, said Elliot, pleased. Thanks. Metalli touched one of the gloves on his desk.
Are those hex gloves?
Yeah, they help my flaring, but they stop my ice, I think.
But you can flare if you're wearing the gloves?
Much better than I can without.
Let me see.
Elliot tugged one of the gloves onto his right hand. He focused on flaring, and a little flame burst from his right index finger.
Can you freeze with the other hand? Metalli asked.
Elliot raised his left hand and pushed on his freezing magic. A small icicle formed, extending from his left index finger like a really long, clear nail. Metalli jumped up and down.
Can you do both at the same time?
I don't know, Elliot said. He thought for a moment. If he kept the hex glove on his right hand and left his other hand bare, then maybe? He pointed both index fingers. He took a deep breath. He focused on his magic and
sleesh, sizzle, pop.
A stream of ice and fire collided overhead.
Dude, said Metalli, if freezing was its own type of magic, you'd be a double talent.
He smiled. My friend Marigold thinks the ice is its own type of magic. She says I'm a freezer.
A freezer and a flare, Metalli said excitedly. Hey, listen, I'm part of the double talent affinity group, and we're meeting this afternoon. Do you want to come?
Really? Elliot asked. Me?
Yes, you, she said. It'll be fun.